professional marketers are paid to make us greedy, to make us desire what we don't have. Can you identify with that this season? Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley. This is My Money Life from Crown. Marketers want us to fix our eyes on temporal things, but God wants us to fix our eyes on Jesus. He abhors greed. It indicates a higher priority on things than on our relationship with Him. You see, hidden greed wounds yourself and others. It can lead to excessive debt, deceit, and wandering from the faith. But there is a solution. If we believe God is sufficient to meet all our needs each day, then we can learn to be content with a lot or a little. The Apostle Paul said, "If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things that are above, not on things that are on earth, for you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God." Three simple steps can keep you from overspending when facing major financial choices. Number one, ask yourself, is this a real need or just a want? Can I live without it? Number two, pray and ask God for clarity about your decision. Seek counsel from others regarding your motives and intentions. And three, if you're confident that your contentment is in Christ, with or without the item, it's okay to make the purchase. Going through this exercise with every large purchase will help you focus your finances on Christ. It will protect you from making impulse buys that you'll regret later. Plus, you'll avoid the sin of greed, and you'll know the peace that passes all understanding. Don't forget that December is the most important month for charitable giving. If you've been blessed by this ministry, please consider a gift to this radio station and also to Crown at crown.org.